5.95, amend fee schedules for land use services and code enforcement.
And I don't know who we have.
We have Deborah Seifert Mars.
Oh, here we are. Right here. Thank you.
So we are here.
Come on up. Thanks, Deborah.
So good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Deborah Seifert Morris. I'm the Bureau of Development Services Senior Business Operations Manager, and I'm joined by Elshad Hajiev, who is our Finance Manager. So we are here to talk about this year's fee schedule and some fee schedule changes. As you know, we provide a wide range of services at BDS, including permit issuance, plan and land use reviews, inspection services, customer service, and also outreach. And we have a goal of having most of our programs be self-supporting, and 97% of our Bureau's operating funds actually come from permit and related fees. And we do come to Council every year to talk about adjustments to our fee schedule. This year, due to the ongoing strong economy, we are not proposing any fee increases. However, we do want to make some changes, some language clarification changes to our land use services fee schedule and also our code enforcement fee schedule. So related to land use services, we are wanting to be proactive in making a language change and changing what is now referred to as our environmental review fee to environmental and river review fee. And that's in anticipation of changes that will be coming forward related to the Central City 2035 plan. We also want to have our fee schedule reflect the changes that were adopted by Council in March relating to zoning code, the recap 8 changes having to do with demolition delay and changing that from demolition delay to actually 120-day delay. The area in code enforcement that we're wanting to change also is language. We want to incorporate the current short-term rental citation fees that exist in administrative rules and actually incorporate those into our actual fee schedule itself. So there's one place for people to go to see that information. We have, as always, any kind of change, whether it's a language change or a fee change, we do outreach with all of our customers. We know it's very important for our customers to know of any changes that occur in the area of fees. And so we have been working with the Development Review Advisory Committee. We have published this information in our electronic newsletter, The Plans Examiner. We have reached out to members of the community, posted this on our website. And essentially, those are the changes for this coming year. We do have an effective date of July 7th. And we're available to answer any questions that you might have.
Very good, commissioners. I want to thank you. And again, somewhat germane to the conversation we were having a few minutes ago, thank you for keeping the fees in alignment. And I think these are very reasonable policy changes that you've proposed. And we frequently get asked, you know, where can I actually see the fee information in the fee schedule and where it's all being published? And I just want to reiterate something that you said, that this is already available on the Bureau website. And for those who are super nerds on this issue, the Plans Examiner newsletter also is sort of the centralized and authoritative source on these kinds of fee issues. So thank you for that as well. Commissioner Fritz.
So as one of those nerds, I do actually want to also highlight the fact for the accessory short-term rental, the first offense is a $1,000 fine, second offense $3,000, and third offense, $5,000. So this is serious action, and we do expect all of the homes to be permitted before they go into operation. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Is there any public testimony on this issue?
No one signed up.
This time, I'm sure. This is a non-emergency first reading of an ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you both for being here.